So maybe 2 months later, I was transferred to Eastern Shore facilities. This wasn't a prison. I don't know what this was, but it was just like a resort. It was no bars, no guards. I think it was probably about 100 inmates and only two guards. You can go and do anything that you want, long as you're back before count. So that's how that was.
Like you could leave the campus
You
or
can leave. You can go anywhere you want to go,
okay.
as long as you was back before count time.
Okay.
So this blew my mind. I'm like, this is not a jail. I don't know what this is, but it's not a jail. So maybe 2 months later, I was released.
Okay.
And
So you didn't have to serve 6 months.
didn't have to serve the full 6 months. So came home, found another job, started working for the highway. And maybe 2 years later, the job that I am now, the feds came to my job, picked me up again. And they like to say, well, we noticed that you had a job, you work it consistently, and we don't want you to leave the state or the country until we notify you.
Not even the state.
Not even the state. So I couldn't even really work, the jobs that I wanted to work. I was limited because the highway, we go in DC.
Was just gonna say, yeah, because your job is driving.
Right. If there's any construction going on in the state of Maryland, DC, and Virginia, we went there. So I was only able to do the whole Maryland. I couldn't go into DC or
Yeah.
Virginia because they didn't want me to leave the state. And that was cutting into my money. So eventually my job had to write a letter to them, and stating that, look, this is part of his job to leave the state. By the grace of God, the company I was working for worked with me
Yeah.
with this whole thing. And eventually they released me to go to different states, but I couldn't leave the country. Then after that, maybe I'd say about 3 more years later, they visited me again like this. Well, we don't want you to leave the country for 10 years. So,
Why? What did they say?
no, they just told me they didn't want me to leave the country for 10 years. But they were still, persisting on the same questions that they was asking me way before, and see if they can, I guess, catch me in a lie, or they feel as though, you know what, I'm tired of this. Let me just tell you what's going on. So I guess they were just trying to pressure me to just give them information. So, last year was my 10th year. So, I'm allowed to leave the country now. I got my passport. They cleared it. I thought I was going to have a little problem with,
Okay.
but they did clear me. That was my whole thing. Like,
Have you had a passport before?
no. So last year was my first time getting a passport, so that was our whole thing. Ned wanted to take the kids and us to Africa. I'm like this, well, I can't go.
Yeah, your wife's got a lot of family there.
Right. I'm like this, I can't leave the state or the country for 10 years. So that really, kind of like drew a nail in our relationship as far as traveling. I was only allowed to go certain places. So we basically drove to all our vacations. So this year I like this, what? I'm not driving anymore. We're gonna fly. And it was a lot easier than driving 18 and 15, 14 hours to each vacation place. So it's really an uplifting thing, that I'm able to roam freely.